Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, internationally. And how exciting! Live with Kathy is reaching listeners in any country in the world. And I invite the world to call in, weigh in on our conversation today. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Well, did you all survive Thanksgiving? You know what the Silver Fox and I did? Nothing. We stayed home. We had invitations to go out and celebrate with others. And I said, Silver Fox, let's just celebrate at home. And no, we did not have the traditional turkey. Barbecued ribs. Oh, they were so delicious, bon appetit. And you know what I did? It was a day where I had nothing planned. You see, our days are so filled with schedules. I said, let's make it a day where we don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to do anything. If we want to take a nap, we could take a nap. If we want to go take a walk, we could take a walk. It's our choice, our decision. And it was glorious. And then I need to share with you, why is it, and I really can't figure this out, why is it that we all just supposedly, allegedly, give thanks on one day? Hi there. This is Kathy. I had to call. There was a glitch. There was totally a glitch. So I'm going to continue on with my show, Where Are Your Thoughts? But I opened with the Thanksgiving saga. And where are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about Thanksgiving being the day that we should really get on our knees and thank God for all of the good things in our life? What about all of the other days during the year? I have a little problem with Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandfather's Day, Grandparents' Day. You know what? If you can't be, recognize me, if you can't be part of my life the whole year, why bother on that one day? Unless you want to reconstruct our relationship. You know, and when I think about it, remember, in the 12 pathways, and it's the eighth one, I feel with loving compassion the problems of others without getting caught up emotionally in their predicaments that are offering them messages they need for their growth. I refuse to be an enabler, even if it is within family. Yes, they say that blood is thicker than water, but there comes a time when you just simply have to separate that, step out of the box and look at it and say, look, they have something to learn, let them learn it. And the result will be their decision, because what you put out there is exactly what you're going to get back. Brian Katie said, Kate said, and I quote, it's not our thoughts, but our attachment to our thoughts that causes suffering. To be totally free and alive, drop all negative thoughts from your mind. You've heard me say this time and time again, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. You are the captain of your life. And if you don't want to be part of my life, that's okay. But then let's turn it around. Have you ever walked in my shoes? Have you ever asked me if I wanted to be in your life? And you know, relationships are just like a love affair that's meant to be. It just happens. And you just have a great time with each other. And if you decide to eliminate someone from your life, that's your choice. But really think about it. It's your choice. And it's okay. Because life is all about choices. So let's go back to Thanksgiving. I'm opening the lines. I'd love to hear from the world. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And darling, you could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Do you want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. It shall be my pleasure to respond, to hear from you. Check out my website, simplyageless.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. I have you coming and going, net or com. Click on all of the buttons and see what I've accomplished by choice. On all of the buttons, it was all pure choice. And be sure and listen to the video. And then scroll down and look at the books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spleen Chicken. You're going to read and hear about my thoughts, my things, my secrets, my techniques to help you look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute. The book is available as an ebook, and it's affordable. Get it by emailing me, and we'll discuss, and I'll send you the ebook for a small fee, and or you could have it in soft copy. Oh, I self-published my methods, secrets, and techniques span 70 decades. Seven decades. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But, oh, you're just going to love some of the secrets. And it's nonfiction. They're all true. What do you think keeps me going? I keep on keeping on. I have that fire in the belly to not only to be alive and active and healthy in my body and brain, but I want it for you, too. Your body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. So where are your thoughts today? Are you ready? When we're blindsided by a shocker and your world gets rocked to the core, where is the first place your mind goes? What starts vying for your attention in your realm of thought? What scenarios run rampant, directing your inner image, viewing, and conversation? You know, it takes guts to say no to that energetic stream of debilitating images pulling you into a fight when in that moment you don't have a glorious and empowering vision to replace them. I know it's difficult, isn't it? When you get slam dunked by a negative, it's very difficult to say, well, I cancel that. I'm going to think of something very positive, but it could happen. Take baby steps. Life responds to your outlook. What you expect to happen happens. What you think about comes about. Don't make your negative thoughts your prison. I have to share this with you. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's about, where are you in your thinking? Are you still hanging on to the past? How dare they? How could they? I should have, I could have, I would have. No. Today is December 1st. It's the beginning of a new year, a new day. Make it the best ever. This is what Mark Waldman, from a university in Andrew Newberg, MD. Oh, words can change your brain. I told you your brain doesn't age, you do. But your brain will do whatever, ever you tell it to do. Because you see, thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. The minute you have a thought, you put it out there in the universe, and the brain could only work on that. It can't discern. It can't say, oh, Kathy didn't really mean this. This is what Kathy means. You have to cancel it. But you want to know what none of us have really thought of. And thank you for this article from Science of Mind. Chatting with your inner guru. Brain science shows that everyone from the age of one engages in inner speech. We usually have two neurological voices. Come on, computer. There you go. A cautious critic residing in your right prefrontal cortex and a positive decision maker generated by your left prefrontal cortex. If you spend too much time listening to your negative self, you'll become anxious and depressed. But if you ignore it and focus entirely on your inner optimist, research so shows that you'll take unnecessary risks and make poor choices. But you need both voices. And you can improve neural functioning by having an imaginary dialogue between them. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Slow down. Dance with the now. The music won't last, so make most of it now. Then there's another voice that is generated by deeper structures in your brain. It's more like a whisper of intuition. And if you relax and mindfully listen without judgment, you'll discover an inner voice of wisdom. Combining the voices of wisdom, optimism, caution is a recipe for happiness and success. Now, this is the fun part because you participate. You can also turn your inner speech into characters. Give them names and allow a playful dialogue to unfold on the imaginary stage in your brain, in your mind's eye. Live, love, and laugh. Befriend your inner critic. Treat your inner child to ice cream and interview your inner parent. When you do this, you can turn your mental board of advisors into allies. Use these evidence-based strategies to turn worrisome thoughts into confidence and procrastination into productivity. Now, can you do this? Come on, get your pen and pad out. Keep a thought record in a journal of all characters in your mind. Write down your thoughts. Pro-con. Confront your inner critic and rewrite self-limiting scripts. Ask the inner voices for specific strategies to solve problems. That's when you go into meditation. Your mind is so filled with junk and stuff. Give it a rest. Clear it. It's amazing when I go into meditation and I clear my mind. Even if I'm on the elliptical or the Stairmaster, I clear my mind and I get all of the aha. That's a wonderful idea. Because I got rid of the junk, the stuff in my brain, and I made room for new enlightening thoughts and portals and vistas for me to explore. Let a friend play devil's advocate by taking over the critic's role. I love role modeling. Back and forth, back and forth. One of our favorite exercises is conversing with an inner guru. I have Anthony, who's my gladiator. Nam-myoho-ring-ekyo, 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 Buddha. Pick any person, living or dead, who has inspired you. Jesus, Buddha, Martin Luther King, Warren Buffett, Freud. Ask your guru for advice on any problem and write down whatever comes to your mind. Okay, come on, try it right now. It's a form of creative challenging that your brain is actually programmed to do. Self-talk is a gift that helps you to recognize and release old beliefs as you build new voices of confidence and self-esteem. It's your life. It is your life. It's up to you. You could always choose a different reaction. But it's your choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice, choice, choice. You're going to awake to a new way of living. It's not our thoughts, but our attachment to our thoughts that causes suffering. Where are your thoughts? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners worldwide. Did you know that you could be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Yeah, I have an introductory offer. Do you want your voice to be heard? Well, you have to email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and let's get acquainted. Let me see what thought idea you have, what your aha moment was that's going to change not only your life, but perhaps will change the lives of anyone around the world. Now, we're all connected with this golden thread. Remember, the only thing that separates us is our choices, what we're thinking. We all have eyes, we all have ears, we all have a brain. We all have a digestive system. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that separates us are our choices. And right now, the world is nowhere near coming together on compatibility. Live and let live. And if you want to change the world, start by changing you. Start by changing you. So what do you have that you want to share with the world? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven? But I really think of it, darlings, more as partnerships. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers and Impact, Manly Men, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans, of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Now, did you remember that I come from the world of classical ballet, haute couture, and I married an ironworker? Oh, they're a breed unto themselves. They are co-creators of art. Their work buried to be seen, never to be seen by the naked eye. But they contribute so much to the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Do you want a job or a career? It's your choice. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers and acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Yeah, you have to qualify. You're an apprentice for 4 years or three. Log on to ironworkers.org and imagine you're getting paid while you're learning your trade and your health care and pension kick in. How beautiful is that? And we do have a CD out, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession, and we open with the bombastic Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. That's available. Contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Born in Lodley? You don't have to be. All you need to do is contact your park district, heparks.org, and find out about the 50-plus consortium. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life is eluding so many people because they don't know what to do. And remember the scam artists out there? I have to bring this in right now. Hang up, hang up, hang up. And if you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Call your park district, your senior centers, or your libraries. And if you want to improve the quality, oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, where are you going. You empower your branding with your voice. And I'm available to help teach privately, coach privately, or in a seminar session. Where are your thoughts? Weigh in. Get in touch with me. Tell me how I could be a part of your life. It's going to make it golden. And that's what you should all be enjoying right now. Live, heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You can email ahtax@ameritech.net. He shall be delighted to help you with a little diggly financial problem. The ebook, nonfiction. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. You see, looking good and feeling good and looking good, that's an inside out. Learn how to de-stress your mind and your face. Toxicity, trauma, anger. Release toxins into the body. I have the solution. And Edith Nam came out with an incredible book. She's an extraordinary author. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. You can get the book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Author House. And remember now, choices, if you're still on my website, choices, that is nonfiction. All of us bared our souls to help you enjoy your life by getting the formula, embracing some of the things that we had to go through. See, we're all standing on the mountaintop, saying we went through the abyss and we made it. We made it. 14 of us. You'll love it. Nonfiction. Authorhouse.com. The Heart of the Lion. Fiction and nonfiction. My Trip to Africa. And then another nonfiction book, 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. I have to tell you again, if you're suffering through a predicament, it's your choice. I want you to know that you're not alone. Let us help. Get the book. self-growth, you know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So, where are your thoughts today? Where are they? If you're looking over your shoulder for what might get you, try looking into your soul for what spirit wants to bring into your scene. It's in our humanhood that we get ourselves cut off from source. You know what? It's all habits, darlings. Let me tell you something. It's all habits. We have to rise above being captivated by the human dilemma. Sit down. Write down what it is that's bothering you. Where are your thoughts? I don't know how religious you are. I mean, this is gospel, honey. I'm telling you, darling, this is gospel. Life responds to your outlook. Choose to believe something good could happen in your thoughts. Expecting what happens energizes your goal and actually gives it momentum. What you expect to happen happens. If you expect to succeed, you will. I have to tell you, what you think about comes about. The intensity with which you impress your subconscious with a picture of your plan directly affects the speed with which the subconscious will go to work to attract the picture's physical counterpart by inspiring you to take the right steps. And I want to know what you're all thinking right now. Well, Kathy doesn't know what I went through growing. I mean, we've all had challenges. Whining. This is your life. Take charge. You're the captain of it. Oh, you're still holding on to things that happened in the past? Well, for heaven's sakes, get in touch with that person. Get in touch with the incident. Talk it out. Because you want, oh, everyone wants to really stay young looking. You know, the beauty industry never loses any money regardless of the economy. What's going on in your brain? Can you? And I'm asking you, can you face your challenge with courage until tomorrow? Stay beautiful. Au revoir.